DW.
It's the end of the football season in the Southern Hemisphere, and a crowd has gathered for a second-tier game in Buenos Aires. Here, as in Brazil, football is essentially a religion. But when it comes to the women's game, it's another story. These boys can't name a single female player. Ernesto, who's heading to the game, explains.
Women's football is not promoted much here.
Ernesto and others say it would help women's games if they were more visible. Now, matches aren't shown on TV, and even the South American Women's Championship in Uruguay received little press. No wonder that even a soccer player like Marta Vieira da Silva doesn't have the same name recognition as male football idols. Even if she is the only five-time FIFA World Player of the Year and the highest-scoring player for the Brazilian national team of any gender. This is the semi-final match for an indoor football league in Rio de Janeiro. The teams come from the city's second-tier clubs. Brenda Rodrigues da Silva is 21. She's been playing football since she could walk. In 2015, she earned a spot with the Americas Football Club in Rio de Janeiro, or America for short. Rodrigues is grateful for the opportunity to play with the team. But it's really thanks to her passion for the game that she's still in it.
Pego no mínimo três condições, dois ônibus e um metrô.
Rodrigues says getting to practice takes 3 hours and involves two buses and the metro.
Futebol feminino é isso, né? A gente não tem muito rendimento.
This is what women's football is. We don't earn a lot and America helps with travel when they can, and when they can't, we have to sacrifice, use money from our own pockets. Unfortunately, that's how football is.
Futebol, infelizmente, ele é assim.
Rodrigues says she'll sometimes go without eating in order to save money for her fare. America, Rodrigues's club, didn't respond to multiple requests for information about salaries and support for male and female players. But coaches, players, and family members all acknowledge that the women's game is undervalued and underfunded. Antonio Tadeu Gomes da Silva runs the Tijuca Athletic Club in the northern part of Rio. His club is hosting the semifinal game where Brenda is playing. He says many of the women players face financial hardship.
Sometimes they can't come to practice because they have to work. What's missing is financial support. You can support a women's team with the money spent on one male player. Got it? Women's football isn't expensive. Football has to be made equal.
But it's still a long way to go. That's also what Caitlin Fisher experienced when she came from the U.S. to play for Santos, Pelé's team, in 2004-2005. Her experience made her question the attitudes behind the smaller women's budgets.
We didn't get to play on the men's fields. We didn't get to eat in the cafeteria. We didn't get to use the buses to go to training. We had to hitchhike. And so the question was then, you know, why? Why? We're playing for Pelé's club. We have the same uniform. We're wearing the same logo. Why aren't we getting to play on the fields that our club has? And it would always end with preconceito, period.
Preconceito means discrimination in Portuguese. What Fisher and other professional women players have found is that they are treated worse than their male counterparts, simply because they're women. Conversations about the harassment they deal with on and off the field and about the lack of resources led Fisher and other players to establish an organization called Guerreiras, or Female Warriors.
Along with preconceito, it was one of the first words I learned in Portuguese because all of my teammates were calling themselves and calling each other and calling all of us guerreiras. And, you know, it became evident really quickly that in order to be a woman playing football in Brazil, you have to be a guerreira.
Santos shut down its women's team in 2012. Management chose to increase star player Niemeyer's salary tenfold to keep him from leaving for Europe. More recently, Globo Sports reported that an official with Brazil's Football Association discussed eliminating a standing women's team after they finished fourth place at the Rio Olympics. But even beyond Brazil, disparities are stark. The winners of the 2015 Women's World Cup took home $2 million, while Germany snagged $35 million for its 2014 men's victory.
Angela Merkel joins in the celebrations.
Gomez da Silva, the Athletic Center director, suggests that women's games could be held before big-name men's matches. Sustaining both would stand to benefit from that deal, as they would attract more viewers. And televising games would certainly help in finally putting the women's league on the map. Fisher says there's a vicious cycle in which a lack of exposure makes it hard to get sponsors and build a fan base. But some believe women shouldn't play at all. Rodriguez recalls some of the comments she's had to deal with over the years.
Girls don't know how to play ball. What are you doing here? There are men who think that women should be in the kitchen. No, women should be where they want.
Fisher and the Guerreras try to change people's attitudes about gender roles, not just when it comes to soccer. The groups hold workshops to talk about gender stereotypes and the two sides to that coin.
But it's also looking at the super narrow scripts of masculinity that also are entirely oppressive to men and boys, that entrap them.
Fisher shares an anecdote from one of the group's workshops, where one boy responded to the Guerreras' stories with his own. He wanted to be a dancer, but his father wanted him to play football instead. For DW, I'm Zoe Sullivan in Rio de Janeiro.
DW.